Page 22. Zip lines, from mild to wild. The choice of thrills is yours. It could be peregrine plunge, smooth and straight, and at 1,300 feet, the longest zip line in Florida. Or the rattlesnake, which turns and dips so it feels like the zip line hangs beneath a roller coaster track. There's panther pounce, a straight drop to the ground. And the zip line safari, with 7 zip lines and 2 suspension bridges that take almost 2 hours to complete. Forever Florida is a 4,700-acre wildlife conservation area that includes a working cattle ranch and the Alan Broussard Conservancy, as well as the Adventures. It is about an hour's drive from Orlando. In addition to the zip lines, it offers safaris by horseback, a recumbent bicycle attached to a cable 25 feet above the ground, and a coach that is more like a swamp buggy. Zippity-doo-dah! On a sunny day last month, 6 staffers from Visit Orlando and 1 Miami Herald reporter visited Forever Florida to try out the new zip lines. All but 2 had ridden zip lines before this excursion. One of the newbies, a calm and adventurous fellow, volunteered to be the first to ride the rattlesnake, which uses a rigid spine instead of a cable that sends the rider on a zigzag up and down route through the trees. The man's colleagues watched as he stepped out onto the platform about 70 feet above the ground, got his harness checked, and was attached to the zip line. "Now just lift up your feet and sit in the harness," the attendant told him. "He's going to scream," one of them said as the rider approached a dip, and a few seconds later he did, although it was more like a yelp as he got a little bounce from the dip. Strapped in. I chose peregrine plunge because it was straight and simple. "I don't think I can do this," I told the fellow adjusting my harness. My stomach was knotted with fear. "You don't have to do anything," he said. "Just pick up your feet and you'll go without doing another thing." He reached up and tugged on the cable. "This cable will hold 5,000 pounds," he said, trying to encourage me. Peregrine plunge is a tandem zip line. Another woman, strapped into her harness, stood calmly waiting so we could launch together and ride side by side. After a final check, I picked up my feet and was out over thin air in a flash. I leaned back in my harness. Not so bad after all. We zipped along, not too fast, turning from side to side a little. Emboldened, I climbed back up the stairs to ride the rattlesnake, but it had a bit too much action for me. Free fall. The others decided to try the panther pounce, which is essentially a free fall with cables slowing the rider as he nears the ground. It's a 68-foot fall and, unlike the other 2 zip lines, requires the rider to deliberately step into thin air. A man screamed, "Awesome!" as he plummeted. The other first-time rider looked down, screamed, stepped back into the tower, and got unclipped from the harness. But eventually, he took the plunge. Retreat! I retreated to the Cypress Canopy Cycle, a reclining bicycle suspended from a steel cable. It moves only as fast as the rider wants it to, and is only 25 feet high at most. It is more my speed. The route winds below the tree canopy, but above saw palmetto and other growth. For about 40 minutes, I pedaled, pausing occasionally to enjoy the view and a different kind of thrill ride. Vocabulary focus. Recumbent. Excursion. Newbie. Yelp. Embolden. Freefall. Plummet.